Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, freedom-loving Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course, the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em!
And, wow, boy, again, some really, really exciting stuff going on.
Yep.
There's, boy, there. Israel just had several more hostages released to them. Apparently, this was in the last 2 days, another 14 were released. But I have to say that it's very lopsided as to how many of these captives, these prisoners,
yes, it is,
are being released to the Israelis, as opposed to how many the Israelis are releasing back to the terrorists.
Right. And they are releasing terrorists. I mean, they're saying women and children are being released to Hamas.
Right.
But these children, these darling little children, are like 15, 16, 17-year-olds who were involved in shooting, stabbing attacks, other terrorist attacks, including the women were involved in stabbing attacks,
right,
and
right,
bombings and everything else. So they're giving up, you know, a 1-to-10 ratio.
Right.
And now I'm glad that Israel is getting them back, but they're saying now, from a Lebanese source, Hezbollah is now intending to attack Israel with a barrage of rockets that will be launched simultaneously. Now, these will all be intercepted, but they're intended to be intercepted to deplete Israel's Iron Dome missile supply.
Right, exactly.
So then they can hit them then with the super accurate ground-to-ground missiles to 240 pre-selected targets. And I agree with Amir Sarfati on this. If they do that, Lebanon will not exist.
Right.
And they've already said that about Syria. They said that about Lebanon, that it will forever alter the nations around Israel if they do that.
That's right. Yeah, that's very scary. But also, Israel is tough. Man, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and they are. Yes.
Well, and even if they weren't tough, they've got God. God,
oh, yeah.
God is going
absolutely
to back them. I mean, even if they were backed into a corner with nothing but nukes pointed at all of them with no weapons to defend themselves at all, God would step in.
Well, he's going to. I mean, yep, we have that to look forward to. Prophecy yet to be fulfilled that all the nations in the world are going to turn against Israel.
Yep.
And God's going to step in. He's going to intervene and smoke them all in place.
Yep. With a breath of his, how does it say? With the breath of his lips or the breath of his words. And that's all it's going to take from the Lord is just speaking.
Well,
in
yeah
fact, the Bible refers to it as the sword of his mouth.
That's right.
And so that means all he has to do is say the words and
oh,
everybody
yeah
is toast.
Yep.
I mean, good grief. No wonder there's such thing as wisdom in fear of the Lord,
yeah,
right? I mean, all he has to do is say one thing and that's it.
Well, look, when he was passive and allowing them to arrest him so that they could execute him, when asked if he's Jesus, he says, "I am he." And if
they all fell down.
They all fell to the ground. And that's when he was being passive. So when he comes back as a warrior,
yeah, when
intending
he's mad
to lay waste to these people, it's going to be, yeah, just him speaking is going to be powerful enough to do it.
Well, even then, it's still going to be holding back. Because, I mean, if you think about the creator of the universe speaking the universe into existence.
Well, he could speak it right out of existence if he wanted.
Exactly. That's the thing. I mean, that's the power behind his words. So for him to just say a few words and only kill humanity, you know what I mean? Only kill every single person on the planet. That's like him holding back. Because, I mean, if this guy, the great creator, I'm sorry, I don't mean to personalize him so much that it becomes casual. Please forgive me for that. He can speak entire universes into existence with just a word. And yes. So it just it's mind-boggling to even comprehend. And truly, I myself even need to think of in depth why I need to fear him. Because yeah. I don't know, maybe other people have this as well, but I'm so convinced about him being a loving, just God that I have trouble fearing him.
Well, because it's so easy to forget that there's two sides to him, and right. I fear him because he's just, and right. I know who I am and what I deserve.
Right.
And that scares me. And I know I'm saved by grace, and I'm saved through faith by grace, and he's covered my sins. But I also am very aware that I am a completely imperfect person.
Right.
And he says, pray that you will be worthy. Right.
Right.
And so that right there is the cornerstone for my fear of the Lord.
Yeah. Well, and I think the more you understand, like when you and I have watched the Dr. Jason Lyle's videos of the elaborate, incredible intelligence
of God. Yeah.
How basically an equation sets up an entire fractal structure across the whole universe, an equation.
Right.
You know, and so when he's complex and perfect in that regard as well, it's so mind-blowing. It's like you can't even comprehend the depth of his magnificence, let right. alone the perfection of his magnificence at every level as well.
Yep.
And that part, that's when I start to, I mean, it takes a long time to study that stuff and really get into the details to where your mind is blown so much. Then you start going like, oh, holy cow, this is very, very scary. I mean, anything that is that comprehensively, perfectly smart, intelligent yeah. is mind-boggling.
That he leaves things for our most intelligent minds to discover for his amusement.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's so cute that you found
yeah.
that.
Oh, isn't that? Yeah, exactly. Like you'd say to a 2-year-old.
Right, right.
Good That's, job, little buddy.
What a nice. Well, I'm going to hang that up on the refrigerator. Yep. That was just.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep. Your scribble is just awesome. Good job.
Well, you know, there was a comedian named Louis Anderson, and one of his most hilarious lines when he was talking about his dad would say, yeah, well, when I was a kid, they didn't even have schools. You had to find somebody smart and follow them around. You know, well, you know,
right.
if we had to follow somebody around, I definitely want to be on the heels of God. I want to sit
yes.
there in his presence. You know, that's where I want to be. I don't want a good house, some kind of mansion.
Right.
I don't want anything in heaven. I want to be able to sit there in his presence and not have to leave. Because following that smart guy around is the one that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well. On that note, that's a great segue for us to go right into the word of the day for us today.
Yes. All right.
What's in store?
Okay.
Tell me.
Well, so the word of the day for Thrash Comedy Thursday comes to us from Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4-15, that reads under the title, and this is random, and well, random to us, and it reads under the title, Judgment on Nations. Mm. So it starts, for Gaza shall be forsaken. Imagine that.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, so repeats itself.
For Gaza shall be forsaken and Ashkelon desolate. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday and Ekron shall be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitant.
Wow.
It keeps on going. The sea coast shall be pastures with shelters for shepherds and folds for flocks. The coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah.
Ooh.
They shall feed their flocks there. In the houses of Ashkelon they shall lie down at evening. For the Lord their God will intervene for them and return their captives.
Wow.
I have heard the reproach of Moab and the insults of the people of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people and made arrogant threats against their borders.
Wow.
Therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Surely Moab shall be like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, overrun with weeds and salt pits and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall plunder them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This they shall have for their pride, because they have reproached and made arrogant threats against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth, small g. People shall worship him, each one from his place. Indeed, all the shores of the nations, you Ethiopians also, you shall be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, as dry as the wilderness. The herds shall lie down in her midst. Every beast of the nation, both the pelican and the bittern, shall lodge on the capitals of her pillars. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be at the threshold, for he will lay bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none besides me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shake his fist. And that's it.
Wow.
That's staggering.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, to read that, there's, first of all, return their captives. First of all, it starts out with Gaza. For yes. Gaza shall be forsaken. I mean, and wow. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. Yep. I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitant.
Making arrogant threats against God's people,
yep.
His remnant.
Yeah.
And that is just, wow, it's like our headlines.
Yes, exactly. For the Lord their God will intervene for them and return their captives.
Well, sure. Wouldn't that be neat? To live in Bible times?
No kidding.
Well, here we are.
Oh, my gosh. That's my gosh.
That's astounding. And Damascus is going to be completely annihilated.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. That'll probably come from this barrage of rockets that they're not going to have a choice. They're going to have to
use
a tactical nuke.
Yep, they're going to have to fling it back to defend themselves. This is... Just reading 4 through 15, if I read that and I was any part of the Palestinians or Hamas, I would be afraid.
Exactly.
I would be very afraid to know that God is looking at them and saying,
this is talking about you.
Yeah, saying, I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitant. So Christians, take note of whose side we are to be on.
Absolutely. It should be no question about what side a God-fearing person should be on.
That is right. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, and what's interesting here, too, is that in verse 7, it describes the remnant. It says that the remnant refers in part to the returnees from Babylonian captivity. In a broader sense, it refers to God's yet future church. This also refers to a Jewish remnant who will physically occupy an end times national Israel, like we're seeing today. Like,
exactly.
And
in the
so,
headlines.
Yep, that's right. And so, there's in Isaiah chapter 11, it also describes that basically from all four corners of the earth, which it actually refers to the four corners of what Israel should be considered to be, that is what is going to happen when the people return, that basically God is going to step in and intervene for his people.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the four corners of the earth where all of the people are drawn back from, and that's what this whole huge return of all the Jews back to Israel is about.
Yep. Set up straight, Palestinians. This right here is your fate.
No kidding.
And, man, it's not too late to make the right decision and repent.
It's not too late to convert.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there was, we had one person on our channel post a description of 200 recent Palestinians that had dreams, visions of Jesus,
yes,
and were converted to Christianity.
Yep, we're seeing that a lot right now in, you know, across the Middle East, especially in the Islamic world, where, I mean, terrorists are being visited in prison by Jesus and converting.
Right.
And giving, I mean, these you talk about somebody who sold out for what they believe in,
right,
to the point where they get arrested, caught carrying out a terrorist act, wringing their hands, dreaming about when they're going to get out of prison and be able to do it some more.
Right.
To completely turn to Christ is
it's staggering.
Mind-blowing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that level of person, that sounds like Paul, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it sounds
right.
Exactly like Paul.
Yes.
And I think that level of person truly can only be won over by Jesus himself. I think he realizes,
right,
that when they're that devout and they're that convinced that what they believe is correct, there's only one way to save them, and nothing they will hear from anybody short of Jesus himself is going to change that.
And the power of somebody's testimony like that is unquenchable.
Yep.
And contagious.
Right.
You know,
well,
so
and see, that's actually really cool, because as much as I side with God about defending the Jewish people, you know, that you bless the Jewish people, you never curse the Jewish people, you always stand with them and you stand with God. And as much as I believe that and I'm against anybody that's against the Jews, I still look at that whole scenario and go, God bless them.
Yes.
God bless them. Because,
yep,
who cares what their background is? If Jesus can reach them, so be it. That's exactly
then,
what
we... Then we should be celebrating.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Well, heaven celebrates every single one.
Yeah.
So therefore, so should we. And we do. That's,
yep,
awesome.
Yep, that is. And until that happens, they've got an enemy to fight.
That's,
you know,
right.
Israel does.
Yep.
And, you know, so... Anyway, that's just really cool. And I can't believe this scripture for today.
I know. I told you, you're just going to be, your mind is just going to be blown.
Unbelievable. I want to read that again.
My jaw dropped as soon as I started reading that. For Gaza shall be forsaken was the first sentence. I just went, no way.
You could just stop right there.
Right? No,
but there's
kidding.
More.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So what is that?
Okay.
What is that? We got to take
so
a break.
That was Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 through 15.
Wow. Zephaniah chapter 2, verses
4 through 15.
4 through 15.
Yep.
I am very much looking forward to rereading that.
Yep. I'll post it. I'll post it on our channel, of course, today.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, awesome.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a break here. I want to thank those of you who are helping to support us by keeping us on the air. We are listener supported almost completely. And we are really in great need of your help. And it's you guys that make it possible. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Click on the Donate to RFR tab to find out the different ways that you can support us. We are grateful for you prayerfully considering that. And this is the voice of the American Redoubt. The Morning Commute will continue right after these messages.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to Radio Free Redoubt. This segment here brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry or a business or an event or a website for any reason, you have to have it hosted somewhere that's going to keep it accessible to the internet and protected. You can check out TLCWebHosting.com. They take care of hundreds of websites. They're Christian Patriot owned and located in the American Redoubt. Again, that's TLCWebHosting.com. Well, going into the break, the Wars of Rumors of Wars there by a local Spokane band, Coleman Underground.
Yes.
Who wrote that song actually because of our show. Our show inspired them to write that and record it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But there is another one now. Venezuela is getting ready to invade Paraguay, I want to say.
Guyana.
Guyana. Thank you. Wow. I don't know where Paraguay came from. Yeah, Guyana. And, of course, you know, oil-rich property that Venezuela is saying, it's ours.
Wow.
But the U.S. and the U.K. are talking about backing Guyana, and they've done military, you know, exercises. And what's spooky about this is that China has been working with Venezuela, you know, getting all cozy with them.
Right.
Working deals. And so this has the potential, if nothing else, a war that spreads, because Brazil now, they're chums with Venezuela, that the immediate effects I see are this new wave of asylum seekers and refugees,
right,
you know, making their way north.
Yep.
From this. That's all they need is a war down there that just spreads to all these countries. And then, you know, here comes, you know, tens of millions instead of just millions or hundreds of millions. You know, so we're keeping an eye on that.
That's interesting, because that's very typical of what the United Nations does as well. As soon as they want the resources in a certain area, they incite conflict between two opposing forces.
Right.
They supply both sides with weapons and tell them to have at it.
No kidding.
So they wipe each other out, and then what's left of the nation, other than the resources, just there for the taking, and the UN swoops in. And you know, this is what they do. This is their MO. And China, obviously, is doing the same thing. I mean, look at all of these millions of people that have come from South America flooding to our nation. I keep wondering, what do their nations look like now that all these people are gone?
Yeah, they're
vacant. Yeah, they're vacant. And all this housing. And meanwhile, you know, the Chinese are now swooping in on all of these resource-rich areas that are suddenly vacated.
Well, not to mention, this regime we currently have in the White House is doing nothing but encouraging this kind of stuff, because there's nobody's going to stop them.
Right.
You know, so
nobody will stop them. And the lead thief is filling his pockets just as fast as he can.
Yeah, all of these people are just... And in fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene just introduced a new set of impeachment papers against Mayorkas.
Yes, and we've got that clip here.
Yeah.
In fact, let's just go ahead and play that clip right now. Listen, God bless her. She's just going to keep going. If they didn't hear her the first 10 times she did it, she's going to do it again. So we just have to say, hear, hear.
There you go. All right, here's that audio.
Pursuant to Clause 2A1 of Rule 9, I seek recognition.
The gentlewoman is recognized.
To give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. Resolution, impeaching Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, for high crimes and misdemeanors. Resolve that Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate. Articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives of the United States of America, in the name of itself and of the people of the United States of America, against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, in maintenance and support of impeachment against him for high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 1. Rather than adhering to an oath he took to defend and secure our country and uphold the Constitution when he was sworn in as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas has engaged in a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States as follows. Article 2 of the Constitution requires that the executive branch, which today includes the Secretary of Homeland Security, ensure the laws passed by Congress and signed into law by the President are faithfully executed. The Secure Fence Act of 2006 Public Law 109 through 367 requires that the Secretary of Homeland Security maintain operational control over the entire international land and maritime borders of the United States. In his willful admittance of border crossers, terrorists, human traffickers, drugs, and other contraband, Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas has failed to maintain operational control of the border, thereby violating the Secure Fence Act of 2006. The guarantee clause set forth in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution dictates, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence." The guarantee clause clearly dictates that the federal government has a constitutional duty and obligation to protect each of the states from invasion. As Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas has violated his oath to uphold this constitutional duty by allowing the invasion of approximately 10 million illegals across our borders. The ongoing invasion at our southern border is a direct national security threat against the states and against the citizens therein. Secretary Mayorkas has willfully abandoned his duty to secure the border and protect states against invasion, thereby violating Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. To wit, since Mayorkas has headed the Department of Homeland Security, there have been approximately 10 million illegal border crossers who have invaded our country at our border. This is broken down between 8 million encounters and approximately 1,800,000 known gotaways who have evaded United States authorities and are roaming the interior of the United States.
And there you have it. And Article 4, Section 4.
Yes.
Yep. Woo-hoo. That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, we're out of time. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrasher Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.